Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's episode, I'm calling it How to Be Great, but maybe I should have called it How to Be Great At ... Because it's not like how to be great as in have high self-esteem and think well of yourself. It's like, how do you actually get to be great at something? How do you get to be a great actor? How do you get to be a great salesperson? How do you get to be a great lawyer? How do you get to be a great parent? How do you get to be great at whatever it is you would love to be great at? And when somebody comes to me as a coach or as a student and they want to be great at something, I'm always aware that there are two parts to what makes somebody great. And part of it is their grounding and part of it is their craft. And I'll explain what I mean by those two things. Somebody's grounding is their level of understanding about how we as humans work, like how we are made. And most people massively misunderstand how we're made and so start with the assumption that there's something wrong with them, that they're broken in some way, that they're missing some fundamental thing that other human beings have. The example I often use is I once went to stay in a hotel in Mallorca, and it was beautiful, and there was a balcony in the hotel room and the sun was about to set, and I wanted to sit out on the balcony and have a drink and watch the sunset, and I could not get the freaking door open, and I pulled and I pushed and I turned the key one way and I turned the key the other way, and I finally called down to the front desk and they said, well, have you tried unlocking it? And I said, of course I've tried unlocking it. And they sent somebody up, and it turned out that it was a sliding door. And so I thought the door was broken because I didn't understand how it worked. That's us. We think we're broken. We think there's something wrong with us, when what's actually going on is we just don't really understand how we work. And there are kind of three things that I think are the short course in how we work. And the first is that we are made of creative potential. We are the infinite creative potential of the universe made manifest in individual form. We are continually, through this gift of thought, creating universes and living inside them. And that creative potential, that creative source that we are made of, gives us the ability to create universes. We are made of peace, of quiet, of well-being, of spaciousness. We are pure consciousness. And in any given moment, that purity of consciousness is more or less contaminated by the noise of our personal, habitual, repetitive thinking. And we are the intelligence, the innate intelligence of life itself. We are wisdom. We are, sometimes when I talk about innate intelligence, people think of it as being like some grand designer, and I don't know about that. But if you see the miracle of nature, there is an intelligence behind it, whether it is separate to it or simply built in to it. We see the intelligence of the body when it heals a cut. I sometimes used to say to clients, hey, can you grow a flower? And they'd go, well, yeah, I guess. And they'd start telling me how they do it. And I would point out that, no, you can't. You can optimize the conditions in which a flower will grow, but we can't grow it. That intelligence, that possibility is within the seed itself. And we have that pre-existing intelligence in us. So we're the creative potential of thought, where the inner peace and well-being of consciousness. We are the innate intelligence, built in, pre-existing, of the entire universal mind. And we get distracted by the noise of our personal habitual thinking. The more somebody sees about that for themselves, the more prepared they feel for anything that might come their way. But for some people, they look at that and they go, well, so I should just be great at stuff because I'm aware that I'm the creative source and I'm aware that I'm made of peace. And I'm aware that I've got this pre-existing intelligence. But what they're missing is the other half of the equation, that there's a craft to anything that you want to get good at. There's a craft to being a great actor. There's a craft to being a great painter. There's a craft to being a great engineer. There is a craft to being a great tennis player. There's a craft to being great at whatever it is you want to be great at. And the way that we master crafts is time and attention. And the reason that time and attention is really all it takes to develop a craft is because we are learning monsters. We're made to learn. Most people, if it's not one of their own kids, they, you know, have heard stories about these kids who at school, they say, well, they can't concentrate and they can't do this, but they can play video games for hours. Well, the thing that is interesting enough to them for them to spend time and attention on is the thing they naturally get good at. The stuff that they've been made to sit down and try to learn, they put as little time and attention on it as they can get away with, and so consequently, they tend not to get very good at it. But in the same way as people who really understand how they work sometimes get they're thrown by the fact that they've got to develop their craft, there are people who put tons of time and attention into their craft, but because they are disconnected from their creative, quiet, responsively intelligent nature, they struggle and they get distracted by the noise of their personal habitual thinking. And they never really get as far as they'd like to get. So you need both. If you want to be great at something, then any time spent knowing thyself, not at a personal level so much, but at the level of what it is to be a human being, what we have going for us and what we're up against, and any time and attention spent on developing your craft, on unleashing the natural learning monster within, will be time well spent. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.